This programming sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester.
It's time to set out on the pathway to healing and light. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. If you have questions or concerns about your faith journey, if you are struggling or searching for something more, if you are in need of some spiritual direction, our Catholic priests are here to help.
One heart at a time.
Welcome to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Neff. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life, our program about spiritual direction. And today, one of my favorite subjects, forgiveness. It's a powerful moment when we find the courage to forgive someone who has hurt us. The healing, as I'm hoping many of you in our listening audience know, can be overwhelming. It's life-giving when the hurt and the anger and everything that's part of unforgiveness just goes away. But forgiving, it's not always easy. And whether it might be forgiving God, a loved one, or a friend, or maybe even ourselves, forgiveness can be a process, small steps, one at a time, to really experience the power of forgiveness. So here to help us look at forgiveness today, our spiritual director, back with us once again, Father Ethan Southard. Father Ethan, a priest in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles and now the parish administrator of St. John Eudes Catholic Church in Chatsworth, California. Father Ethan Southard, welcome back. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Chuck. Thank you for having me. And I really like how you said that forgiveness can be life-giving, because it really does draw us deeper into communion and union with God, and God is life-giving. And so when we're receiving His life, when there's nothing blocking that, all of that grace coming into us, we really do become life-giving.
Yeah, it's amazing when we experience that. And again, it's a process. We're going to talk about that. On the program today, as we do every day, we'll open up our phone lines, inviting you and our listening audience to join us and your experience of forgiveness. When have you felt and experienced the healing power of forgiveness? And we'll get those phone lines open here in just a moment. But Father Ethan Southard, get us started. And you've alluded to it just in terms of forgiveness being such an important part of our faith. But let's be honest. Boy, this is so difficult to do at times, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's difficult, and it's almost against our nature, because when we start speaking about forgiving, we're speaking about offenses. And when someone has taken an offense against us, or we've taken an offense against someone else or ourselves, but there something has been broken. And when something has been broken, it's our nature to protect ourselves, to defend ourselves, and to put up, you know, a barrier so that we don't get hurt again. And so the very notion of forgiving someone, it's saying that that's being healed, that's being taken care of, and that we could let go. And that's a scary thing. But the very idea, you know, forgiveness, you know, it comes from the words giving forth. So if we're giving forth something, if we're giving forth a pardon, if we're giving forth releasing that debt that we are owed, how are we really able to do that? You know, so if we've been hurt, if we've been broken, how are we able to give something when we've been wounded? And that's the difficult part. And that's where we really need God's grace and God's love. It comes down to that.
Yeah, well, the reality is it's a very real possibility we might be hurt again.
That's right. And yet, we hear again and again and again in Scripture, in the Gospels, Jesus says that if we don't forgive others their sins, our Heavenly Father will not forgive your sins. And so there is something very deeply spiritual about that. But it's scary, because just like you said, Chuck, there's a very real possibility that we could be hurt again. And so that's the place that we're caught in between of, how do I forgive when I know Jesus is asking me to, when I know I could be hurt again?
Yeah. Father Ethan Southard is our spiritual director on The Inner Life today, talking about forgiveness. Let's open up our phone line, sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters Life Insurance. It's a toll-free phone number if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. Our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. But as we talk about forgiveness, what is your experience of that? And when have you discovered the healing, the powerful healing of true forgiveness? Toll-free again if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. We were talking a little bit, Father Ethan, before we went on the air, and one of the questions I'd like to ask you, let me ask it now, is first steps. We know we need to forgive, and it's difficult, but how do we begin? What are some of the first steps that we can take to really bring forgiveness into our faith and into our life?
That's a great question. I think you had confessions on. Was that the topic yesterday?
Yesterday it was, yes.
Right. Well, that's, you know, a lot of times people come into confession, and I'll hear people say, oh, you know, Father, forgive me. You know, I'm angry with this person, or this person has hurt me, and I haven't forgiven them. And so I say, well, would you like to? And that's, I think that's the first step, because then there's silence. Well, I don't know. I don't know if I want to actually forgive them. I don't know if I want to forgive my mother-in-law, or if I want to forgive my husband or my wife, or, you know, my friend or my sister or my brother. I don't know if I want to. You know, we know that we need God's forgiveness. Forgive me, Father, because I've sinned. I'm holding this resentment. I'm holding this grudge because of what somebody has done to me, and I can't forgive them. Well, would you like to?
Because I think the reality is, isn't it sometimes easier just to hang on to all that stuff?
Absolutely. Or at least it seems easier, and it's almost like it becomes part of our identity. You know, oh, well, this person did this to me, and this is how I am to them, and that's just the way it is. And then there's a whole story that gets built up around that, and that becomes part of our person, part of our identity. And so, it is easy when we've built up a life around that. And what does life look like if I let that go? Well, I don't know what life is going to look like in the future if I've actually forgiven this person, whether or not they've asked for it. Because forgiveness isn't dependent upon somebody asking me, you know, will you forgive me? You know, forgiveness is something that's within our heart, and it's something that we are releasing. Because when someone has done something against us, when someone has offended you or hurt you, there actually is a burden or a debt that is owed because they've done something wrong. And so we hold on to that debt because, well, you did this to me, and it's a very real thing. But forgiveness is releasing that what you are owed. Because the reality is, when we're talking about sin, it's not just an offense against you when somebody has sinned or done something wrong. It's also an offense against God. And so we don't know the ramifications and the implications of how that debt, when we're talking about God, we can't quantify that. And so if we are releasing that and we give it to God, we say, God, I forgive this person for what they've done to me. I can't fix it. I can't make them. I can't change the situation. I can't change the history. This is way beyond me. So I'm going to release it to you. I'm going to give it to you, God. And in that, we're actually saying, God, be God. You know, this is beyond me, but nothing is beyond you. And so I know that you could fix the situation. You could bring healing. You could bring reconciliation. But I'm not even worried about it. All I'm worried about right now is letting go of this heavy burden that is weighing me down, and this heavy burden that is impacting every part of my life, because we are a whole person. And so if there's a wound in one area of our life, our whole life is affected. So when we're holding on and carrying those sins and those offenses that have been done to us, it's going to manifest in every area of our life. And it could even manifest in some physical disease or some physical ailment. I remember when in the scriptures, and it's in all of most of the gospels, when there was the paralytic and the friends brought the paralytic to Jesus, and the crowds were so big that they had to rip open the roof, and they lowered him down, and Jesus says, "Your sins are forgiven." And then the scribes and the Pharisees, they began to ask themselves, "Who is this? Who speaks blasphemies? Who alone but God can forgive sins?" And then Jesus says, "Okay, which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise and walk?" And he says, "All right, but if you want that, rise and walk. Pick up your mat. Pick up your stretcher. Go home." So for Jesus, there really isn't a difference between a healing and the forgiveness of sins. Because Jesus is looking at us as a whole person. And he's saying, yeah, they're interconnected. Okay, well, you want to be healed? Be healed. You want to be forgiven? Be forgiven. It's all the same to him, because he's looking at the deeper person, and he's wanting us to come to our fullness, to our wholeness in God. And so that's where we're going.
Father Ethan Southard is our spiritual director, talking about forgiveness today. What is your experience of true forgiveness? We'd love to hear it. Maybe you're struggling with it too, but if you'd like to join us, it's a toll-free phone number, 888-914-9149. Stay with us. More of The Inner Life coming up in just a moment.